Schneider spent the last week decompressing below base camp, gaining back 5 of the 10 pounds she's lost in this 6-week trek up the world's highest peak. In spite of having multiple sclerosis, she says she's strong and in good health, and the 55-year-old figures she'll need every bit of that strength to conquer Mount Everest.
It's just very extreme. Temp-wise, you know, it could be 25, 35 below up top, which is similar to Antarctica, to climb there, but this one has its own, you know, set of rules, so I'm ready to play.
The Mount Everest rules include crossing crevasses with ladders, enduring cruel weather, and braving extreme heights, 29,000 feet to the top. Even though she's climbed 6 of the world's 7 continental summits, this is the first time she'll use oxygen once she's past 23,000 feet.
I have to know that the mountain will determine, you know, partially whether I can make it to the top or not. Good intentions and strength can only get you so far, and then the mountain decides after that.
Schneider starts her final push this week and could reach the summit as early as Friday or Saturday, but as she says, it's up to the mountain. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.